Welcome to the Windows Workflow Foundation Developer Screencast Series. My name is Matt Milner and I work for Pluralsight, a training company that provides both instructor-led and online courses for Microsoft developers. Visit www.pluralsight.com for more details. In this short screencast, I'm going to show you how to build and run fully declarative workflows using XAML. Be able to describe your entire workflow with an XML file, and then be able to use that XML file at runtime to execute that workflow. What we're going to start with as we look at XAML activation is we've got the standard Visual Studio project for a new sequential workflow, and I've just deleted the workflow. And I have a couple of simple activities here, an activity to write out data and an activity to read in some data. And so I'm going to start by going into the project for my workflows, and I'm going to add a new item. And we'll see here, if we look at the options in our new item box, we have this sequential workflow with code separation. And when we do that, we get a XAML file down here. We'll go ahead and use that workflow 1.xaml, and we'll see that the experience is much like adding a new code-based workflow. I get a new design surface. I can drag and drop activities out here. So I can do a read line. I can throw a write line in there. And so the design experience is the same. What's actually happening here, if we take a look, is we have two different files. We have the .xaml file, and we have this .xaml.cs. So let's go take a look at this .xaml.cs. You'll notice this has a partial class, workflow 1, and that's the name of our XAML file. And the partial is telling us that this is going to be combined with some other code file, this class definition. And the reality is that that code file is this XAML. If I go open that with the XML editor, I'll expand that out. You'll see what I have is a definition of my workflow now described in XML, but it says sequential workflow activity at the top. There's my read line and my write line. But you'll notice this key piece right here where it says X colon class equals, and there's our namespace and name of that class. What the Visual Studio tools give us out of the box is essentially XAML, where we're defining that hierarchy, that structure of activities, but it's going to take that and compile it along with that code behind and give us a class. And that's really not any different than what you'd get if you just did a code-based workflow. And so I'm going to take this X colon class out of here. I'm going to say I don't want to have any of the compilation pieces taking place. I don't really want to compile this. I want to just have an XML file that's going to be my workflow. So I'm also going to get rid of this C# file. So let me delete that. And now I just have a XAML file, an XML file. And the last thing I'm going to do is come in here and change the build action to none. If I leave that as content, because it's a workflow project, it's going to try and compile that. So again, what I have now is really nothing more than an XML file. It happens to have that XML structure. So if we go back in now, we can see I have sequential workflow activity, it's got a name, and I have these NS0 activities, so NS0 read line and NS0 write line. If we look up here, we'll see that NS0 is simply a namespace prefix that points to my CLR assembly for custom activities. And so what that's doing is it's letting us know that those read line and write line activities live in that other .NET assembly. And so I can do things in here. I can edit this in text. I can simply add another write line in here, call this write line activity 2. And here I could say the output text is world, and I could change the color to red, and I can save that. Now, the beauty is I don't have to edit that XML. If I just double click, the graphical editor still works. Right? Just because I'm doing a workflow that's strictly XAML here, that's strictly XML markup. The designer knows all about that. It knows how to serialize it. You can see the activity I wrote in the XML shows right up here. There's the color is red and the output text is world. Okay. Likewise, activity binding works. So if I come up to this write line activity, I can go to the activity binding dialog for its output text and I can say, well, I want that value to come from the input text property on the read line. So whatever value gets read in, that's what I want to have spit out. And the read line, obviously, we don't have to specify anything there. So if we go take a look now, one last look at our XAML here. We'll go open it with the XML editor so we can see it. And we'll see that here, our output text, we get a markup extension for activity binding. Points to readline activity 1, which is up here at the top, and the path is input text. So we have a binding now for this write line activity, a fully declarative workflow that's going to allow us to execute this as just XML. So in order to do that now, we have our definition, pure XML file. We're not going to compile it. We're not going to have a class. We need to go modify our program here. Notice it's trying to create a workflow of type workflow 1, and that type isn't being created. So instead, we'll go in and we'll create a workflow, and here we'll do XML reader. I'll have to add the system.xml namespace. I'll say create, and now I'm just going to use relative path up, and we'll say workflow1.xaml. I'm just going to create an XML reader. One of the overloads for create workflow takes in that reader, and it'll call instance.start. Now, once we start that workflow, we have to send some data into that read line to actually get it to process. So I'm going to say instance and QItem on idle. I'm just going to give it the name here of that activity, and then we'll put some input there. So string input equals console.readline, and we'll give ourselves a little prompt here. Enter some text for the readline activity. So we're going to enter some text, store that in input, and we'll pass that in. So all of this right here is simply allowing us to collect some input from the console, and then we're going to send that in. This in queue item on idle is how we send that into the readline activity. So the workflow will start, the readline activity will begin executing, it'll wait, we'll send in that data, and then we'll see those write lines execute. So let me go in here and we'll do a console.readline, so this stays open after we're done. Yeah, and we'll see if I typed everything okay here. We'll do a control F5, and we get an exception. We see a system IO file not found exception, so I must not have typed in my workflow name correctly. So I have to add that. Now, the other thing we might want to catch here, all right, let me come down here and wrap that, is a workflow validation. And so we can put that in here. We can have a workflow validation exception. So the workflow, it's actually a workflow validation failed exception. And for that, I need to add in the system workflow component model compiler. So add that in. And what that'll do is it's going to let us know if there's a problem with our workflow XML. Because since we're not compiling that XML at build time, it's at runtime that we might see an exception if that's not valid XML. And so for this, in case we get one right now, I'll just loop through the errors. Let's see if we go workflow failed validation and the errors, we're going to get a validation error collection. All right, so these are the same kind of things you get with in your activities when you do validation. Yeah, we'll simply write one of those things out. We've got the error number and the error text. So we'll spit that out there. Now that we've got all that, let's give that another try. So now we have enter some text for the readline activity. We'll say from host. And we see then that the workflow, if we switch back here, we've got our read line activity that took in some data. We have our write line activity that's simply echoing that back out. So we see from host. And we have our last write line activity spitting out world with the color red. And so we get that output as well. And so just to kind of recap here, what this allows us to do is have a workflow definition that's totally in XML. We don't compile it. It doesn't belong in a .NET assembly. It's just an XML file, which means I have flexibility in storing it, managing it. I can put it in a database if I want to and load it up. In order to version this, I'm simply modifying some XML. So I come in and add or remove activities. It gives me all sorts of flexibility in the versioning space as well. And the best part is it all works in the designer. Right? So I have the ability to come in and bind these activities together, create my workflows. I don't have to edit angle brackets. I can still use the graphical design tools to build my workflows. So that's just a basic introduction to how you can build and run workflows in a fully declarative manner with just an XML file. Thank you for watching this video in the Windows Workflow Developer Screencast Series. You can find more in-depth online training videos at Pluralsight.com. Pluralsight offers an extensive library of online training courses covering a variety of current and emerging Microsoft technologies, and you can access this valuable content from anywhere, anytime, within just a few clicks, while still learning from industry experts you trust. Check it out today at Pluralsight.com.